This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And today I've got Bron Cole in from Agribusiness Yarra Valley, and we'll be talking about fruit fly and what it can do, how bad it is maybe in Victoria, and then what you can do to do a bit of prevention even in your garden. But first, going to find out about Bronwyn Cole. How did you get into worrying about fruit fly and agriculture? You grew up on a farm, is that right?
Yeah, my family are an orcharding family.
Yeah.
My husband's family are a nursery family, so I've been connected with agriculture and horticulture all my life.
Yeah.
And it was actually Agribusiness Yarra Valley that told me that there was a need for this role in the Yarra Valley, because we've got state government funding to try and keep fruit fly out of the Yarra Valley.
Mm.
So I put my hand up. I thought it'd be a fantastic, well, it's partly passion, but a fantastic way to support agriculture and what I believe in. And I do believe that Yarra Valley is really good at agriculture and horticulture.
Yeah.
And I'd personally like to preserve what we can produce in the Yarra Valley. So it was a good course and good learning curve for me as well.
Yeah. Because out here in the Yarra Valley, agribusiness is massive. It's a big part of the economy out here.
Yeah, I've just looked at the council surveys not so long ago, and we're the fourth largest industry in the Yarra Valley.
Yeah. Yeah, it employs lots of people, keeps lots of even small farms going, as well as big ones, and of course vineyards. So keeping that healthy in a natural state would be very important. They have to look out for so many pests and that were here anyway, and also being introduced. How busy does it get on a typical farm like you grew up in, trying to look after all the crops?
Well, it's not just pests. It's water and it's weather and it's employees and it's your marketing.
Mm.
It's your visitors. Some people have UPIC. Some people have shops on site. And it's a combination of everything. Quite often just your owner manager type person can be pretty much run off their feet.
Yeah.
And some businesses that have got bigger, they've got dedicated roles for staff to do things. When you might have a picking manager, you might have a shed manager. Some people even have dedicated salespeople. So that's really busy. But you can break it down again, and if you were just looking at pests, we're looking at rabbits, bats, birds, fruit fly, and even other smaller insects like aphids, western flower thrip, and even the tiniest of microscopic insects.
Yeah.
It's, you have to balance that. It has to be an ecosystem. And one of the biggest fears with Queensland fruit fly is if someone is to use the chemistry that is prescribed for Queensland fruit fly, it can actually disrupt a lot of the other beneficial relationships that are going on in that pest management cycle. So managing an orchard or a fruit industry is one thing. Managing just your pests is another headache altogether. But those who do it well, and those who bring in the beneficials and don't use harsh chemistry where they don't have to, they usually prosper in the end.
Yeah.
So prevention is better than cure. And when it comes to Queensland fruit fly, if we can keep it out of the Yarra Valley, it's one less thing to complicate your production cycle.
Mm. So how long have you been with Agribusiness Yarra Valley?
2.5 years now. So we're going to finish the third year this winter. That's just my role.
Mm.
Agribusiness Yarra Valley has been in the valley for years.
Yeah.
And they've worked closely with council and industry, and they try and work together for good outcomes for agriculture in the Yarra Valley.
Mm. So your role has been that one thing about Queensland fruit fly for the whole 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed any, a decrease in instances and increase in public awareness?
I'll flip that on its head.
Yep.
We've actually had an increase in detections.
Mm.
So when I first started, the Yarra Valley was fruit fly free.
Mm.
And Agriculture Victoria was able to help us declare that this is a fruit fly free region. and those who were selling their fruit to places like South Australia, Western Australia and Tasmania, they didn't have to treat their fruit or they didn't have to do anything special to it. They just had to prove that we're fruit fly free. Mm. And that was a fantastic marketing edge they had. Since the program's been in and since I've been employed, we actually have found some Queensland fruit fly.
Yep.
It was a really bad year right across Australia. It was the same year that both South Australia, Western Australia and Tasmania, they got hit with Queensland fruit fly.
Even
as
Tasmania.
Well. Even Tasmania got hit with Queensland fruit fly.
Mm.
So it was an exceptionally bad year and we didn't escape it.
Yeah.
But the following year, which was the 2018-2019 summer, we only had 3 detections.
Yeah.
As opposed to the year before where we had about 9.
Yeah.
So I look at the role and the engagement and the awareness has been actually on a positive trend, because had we have not known about those detections in my first summer, and had we have not known about the detections last summer, well, we could be in a very different place right now.
Yeah, could be infested.
We could be infested. And I think our engagement and our awareness and people's willingness to do something about it, while it's still a really small problem, just that alone is what's going to help keep the Yarra Valley fruit fly free.
And it's one of those instances where you don't just fix it in a small way once. It's ongoing every year. You have to be aware and help with the prevention.
That's correct. Anybody at any time could bring fruit fly to the Yarra Valley.
Mm.
We have to acknowledge that that is a risk. And by doing so and having preparedness plans in place for if we do find it, that's going to be what holds us in this position or improves our position. But yes, someone could drive to some of the other places in Victoria where they are dealing with Queensland fruit fly and unknowingly bring it back, because the maggot or the larvae, it actually hides deep down inside the fruit. And anyone could be forgiven for not being aware that there was a fruit fly larvae inside. So the important thing is for people to know if they're in that position, they need to be able to boil the fruit or freeze it solid. Some people like to solarise it in a black plastic bag.
Yeah.
That might work on a day like today, but you've got to have several days of that kind of heat to get it cooked inside. But knowing how to treat it, knowing not to put it in the compost, because that's where it can breed
spread
up.
Spread,
And, so boiling or freezing and reporting it, and we can all pick up some kind of role to help. It might be helping you dispose of the fruit. It might be showing you how to do something. It might be showing you what to look for in your garden.
Mm.
That kind of support can kick in, but we've got to know about it first, so we need people to report it.
You're with Greg Carrick on the Community Connection Show, and I've got Bronwyn Cole in from Agribusiness Yarra Valley, and we're talking about pests, but specifically fruit fly. Now, I know the term, and when I was growing up as a kid, you know, you come back from New South Wales in your parents' car and there's all your bins, put your bananas and apples in the bins. But I've never actually, well, I may have seen a fruit fly, I don't know, but I wouldn't recognise one. So tell us about the fruit fly.
The fruit fly is a small insect, about 7 mil long.
Yep.
It's reddy brown in colour, and it's got yellow shoulder pads and 2 yellow stripes on its back. So it's
a hawthorn supporter.
Pretty much. We can get rid of all of those, can't we? People don't often see the insect because you would actually have to have a trap out that's specific for Queensland fruit fly to actually catch a Queensland fruit fly and see what it looks like. You often don't see it buzzing around like a wasp or a bee.
So do you, for research, you would have these traps, but ordinary people, can they get these traps?
Ordinary people can go down to your hardware or garden centre and they can buy a specific fruit fly trap that's attractive to the male.
Yep.
And they can buy some fruit fly traps that have a protein food inside them that's male and female. But most people would actually recognise or come across a Queensland fruit fly as that larvae hidden inside the fruit. It's often surrounded by a brown jelly-like substance.
Yep.
And that's when you know that, well, no, that's just not a coddling moth or it's not something else. It's actually a Queensland fruit fly.
Okay.
You mentioned before about the New South Wales-Victorian border.
Mm.
There's no more paroles or border checks between Victoria and New South Wales anymore because Victoria is now declared endemic.
Yep.
That means it has Queensland fruit fly in the state.
Hmm.
But for travellers that are heading across to South Australia, please don't ignore any warning signs. They have come down really hard and they are issuing $345 fines if you show up with fruit at the border.
Hmm.
On the Victorian side, there's several dumping locations.
Yep.
If you can't eat it all, which I would strongly encourage you to eat it, of course, but if you can't, please use the Victorian dumping side. If you arrive at the border, you'll get the fine, and a friend of mine also experienced an additional fine or an additional charge to that fine. It's something like another $150 and it goes to the victims of crime in South Australia.
Okay.
So it's a massive hurt to your hip pocket if you're a Victorian traveller.
$500
Yep. Yeah.
So use those dumping bins before you get to the border.
Do not ignore them. They are not taking, they're not giving any
leeway at all.
Any leeway at all, that's right.
Mm.
So.
So what sort of fruit do the fruit fly like to put their larva in?
Everything that we like.
Oh, okay. Well, for me, that's very little.
Oh, you should be eating more fruit if you live in the Yarra Valley.
So apples, I'm very strong on fruit fly protection. I don't eat fruit.
Apples, pears, peaches, nectarines, cherries, raspberries, blackberries.
So basically sweet stuff.
Well, they even go into citrus.
Oh, yeah.
So we found them in East Warburton in a lemon tree. And in Hillsville, in a lemon tree.
Yeah.
So in other places, we've found them in traps, but they even love to get into your berries and cherries. Mm. The big one is actually tomatoes.
Yeah.
Vasily was really upset when I had a chat with him, and he thought tomatoes might have been at threat. Eggplants, capsicums, they're all fruit, really.
Yeah.
So even things like your lily-pilly fruit and other fruit that could actually host an insect.
Yeah.
Putting an egg under the skin and then maturing as a larvae inside of the fruit.
Yeah.
And then that fruit dropping to the ground where it becomes a pupae. Any one of the fruits that can facilitate that life cycle is a host.
What about a native flora?
Yeah, well, there are some. Dragon fruit, I forget the names of some of them. I'm terrible on my Australian native fruit.
So it's not just
names.
Introduced.
No,
species,
it's not just our European and Chinese. Asian type fruit. No, it's Australian natives as well. Mm. So, but lily pilly is the one that is a host around here.
Yeah.
I don't know if locust is a native or not a native, actually. You've got
me
on
no
that
idea.
One. But the moral to the story is that the fruit fly love locusts.
Okay.
They also love all the feral plums that are around the Yarra Valley.
Yeah.
So all of those plums you see on the roadsides, potential hosts.
Okay. Huge. I was finding out a bit of funny sort of information that at the borders, the most notorious mob of fruit smugglers are the grey nomads. So all you people with your Land Cruisers and caravans and your fruit stuck around under the seats and in the microwaves and things, they know where to find them and they'll go through your whole rig because your demographic, the grey nomads, are the grey smugglers as well. So don't risk it. $500 probably you'll be coughing up just for some fruit. Just buy some in the next state. Simple as that. Dump it in the bin. Goodness. So there you go. All these old people, I don't know. But let's get back to some serious stuff. Okay, so we're living out here in the Yarra Valley. We're not... let's say our listeners aren't in the agribusiness. They haven't got a big farm. They've just got a block of land. They're minding their own business, growing a few fruit trees. How can they keep their property fruit fly free?
The easiest way is to keep it manageable.
Yeah.
So don't plant more than what you can harvest.
Yep.
Or make sure you have the means to harvest it. A friend might come in or you might have some help in some other way of harvesting it. And what you do plant, keep it at a height that you can harvest it.
Mm.
If you prune accordingly in winter, you can actually keep your fruit trees or your vegetable garden quite manageable size.
Yep.
And it means that you're not going to not harvest. So the ripe fruit left hanging is the biggest attractant to Queensland fruit fly.
Mm.
And obviously if it is infested or becomes infested, that becomes the pathway that it would then infest the rest of the Yarra Valley.
Yep.
So keep it manageable, keep it clean. The other thing you can do is if you have fruit from friends, you might swap. I've been to quite a few people, people's places who swap their excess produce. Make sure you check it first. And if you do bring it home, come back to that freeze or boil and not in the compost.
So you're out shopping and you walk into one of those, an op shop or something, and there's a bowl there full of lemons free. Take some, you know, because someone has too many fruit trees. What do you do with that fruit?
Okay, so let's give it the benefit of the doubt that it's fine or that you think it looks fine and you take it home.
Yep.
Don't take it home and take it out into your garden. Take it home, bring it to the kitchen bench and inspect it.
Yep.
Check it, and that becomes your little biosecurity plan. And then deal with it appropriately if it is infested. Otherwise, enjoy it. We shouldn't stop doing that. We shouldn't stop trading fruit. We should just be aware that there could be something wrong with that fruit. It might not be Queensland fruit fly. It might be another pest or disease. Yep. So consume it in your kitchen and just be really careful about what you choose to then put in the compost later on.
It's clear.
Yeah. So again, harvest ripe fruit, and you can even, if you're really worried about it, get an insect mesh and cover your fruit with an insect mesh. That might also stop the birds and the bats and the possums and everything else stealing it too. But, yeah, just really good common sense garden hygiene.
Yeah.
And being aware that this is a threat and that it could happen any day, you might go and offer to help your neighbour pick their excess lemons, or helping as a community and being aware of the threat as a community is what's going to hold the Yarra Valley up here in terms of fruit fly management.
Yeah. So you're out there, you're picking your fruit, and you come in, you inspect it, and you think, oh, hang on, that does not look good. You can't just chuck it in the bin or the compost, can you? What do you do with it?
No, that's the freeze or boil.
Yeah.
You can report it to me. I can come and help you. You can contact me either through my phone, through my email, or through my Facebook page. We can drop the details later. But you can also look at some resources on the internet. Or you might have a brochure that you've seen around, or get your local paper. We're in the Leader and the Mail. We've got photos in there of what you're looking for.
Yep.
So, yeah, being able to narrow it down and identify it. If it's really infested, you won't be able to eat it, and you will have to freeze or boil it.
So after you've frozen it, the larvae in that dies, and then you can chuck it out.
Then you can chuck it out. So the Agriculture Victoria recommendation is to put it in a plastic bag and put it in your normal rubbish bin.
Yep.
That's to be sure, to be sure.
Excellent. Alrighty, so that's how you deal with it if you find it or if you suspect.
The Voice of the Valley.
And it's 24 minutes to 3. This is the Community Connection Show. We're having a chat with Bronwyn Cole from Agribusiness Yarra Valley. And we're deep into talking about fruit fly, Queensland fruit fly, which is here in Victoria. And we're trying to keep the Yarra Valley as fruit fly free as we can. That doesn't just mean the big farms and agribusinesses out there, but you sitting in your house on a block of land, if you've got fruit trees, then you need to be aware of this stuff. So we've talked about what fruit fly is, how to recognize it, what it does to your fruits, and how to deal with your fruits. If someone finds some, they would want to report it. So how do they do that?
They can give me a call.
Have you got a pen and paper, folks?
Yeah, good idea. 0490 381 999. And this information is also available on my website.
Yeah.
And that's fruitflyfreeyv.com.au.
Okay, fruitflyfreeyv, as in Yarra Valley, .com.au.
So if you were to type up Queensland Fruit Fly and Yarra Valley,
you'll get
the lead services
will
get you there. Or people can follow me on Facebook. So I have my own Facebook profile, but I also have a page called Keep Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free.
Yeah.
And that also has a message service to reach out, and I can usually get to that pretty quickly.
So there you go, social media. Saving the day.
Oh, yeah, that's the only way you find out something's happening is on social media.
Yeah, that's right. So presumably people can send you, say, photos of what they've found or things like that. So you can sort of know pretty much straight away whether they're dealing with that or there's something else.
Yes. You can also take a sample in a sealed bag or a sealed container to a nursery. So, for example, there's a great nursery out in Healesville, and a lot of those staff there are trained. They know what to look for, and they're happy to hold a sealed sample until I can get there.
Yeah.
I might be in a meeting or could be travelling or something.
On radio.
All this important stuff.
Yeah.
but the nurseries are happy to hold the samples. There's another nursery in Mount Evelyn that will also hold a sample.
Yeah.
So if that's close to you and it means that you can get there as opposed to finding me in Wandon, whatever makes it work, happy to work around that.
Excellent. So that phone number again, 0490 381 999 to get on to Bronwyn. And the website, fruitflyfreeyv.com.au. If you're on Facebook, just key in Keep Yarra Valley Fruit Fly Free. All right. Thank you very much for your time, Bronwyn. I know we will have you in again because there's lots of other stuff you can talk about that I found very interesting. So probably early in 2020, we'll give you a bell and you can come up here and talk more about fruit fly and what you actually do for it.
Thanks for having me.